We are doing Ahavat Chesed, and I would like to dedicate tonight's class to an amazing young woman,
to Liora Bat Eida.
She's a woman who has tried to help us in any way she could. She sends articles for guys wherever she can. She helps finance shiurim, fund shiurim, and even when she can, she helps us find guys' jobs. So I have tremendous appreciation on behalf of all of us, and we will dedicate our shiur to her. We're holding an Ahavat Chesed in the introduction, and the Chafetz Chaim writes, "V'chazal v'zirezu otanu al yedei nevi'av ha'kedushim al inyan zeh." And God again urged us to deal with alacrity with regard to this topic, that we do Chesed u'chidichtiv, as the Prophet says in Micha, "Higid lecha adam matov." I'll tell you, man, you know what's good? Uma Hashem doresh mimcha. What does God want of you? Ki imasot mishpat ve'ahavat chesed. What does God want? Nothing other than to do justice and to love kindness. How fitting. V'chol zehu rak letovateinu. And all of this that we're encouraged to do acts of kindness is really for our own good. Uchidim sayem hakra b'farshat ekev anal. And as the pre-mentioned verse concludes in Parashas Ekev, "Acha kol ha'dvarim sheperat mitchila," after all the things that the Moshe Rabbeinu tells us, what does Hashem want of you? Moshe Rabbeinu says in Parashas Ekev, he wants you to fear Him, to go in His footsteps. And how does Moshe Rabbeinu conclude? Hashem wants you to go in these ways, leirav, lalechet bechol drachav, to fear, to have awe of God, to go in His footsteps. Ultimately, what does Moshe Rabbeinu say? Katav lebasof, letov lach. All of this, the directive, God is telling us He wants, how He wants us to behave, this is all so that it will ultimately be good for us. Vehainu, dichefi geder hahergel, shehergil adam atzmo, bimidat hatov vachesed kol yamav. And this is that in direct correlation to how much a person worked through his life to be accustomed to doing good, to doing kindness, directly correlating to that, ken lefi erech hazeh, so according to this amount, yekabel achar kach hashpa'at tuvo verov chasdo shel hakadosh baruch hu ba'olam hazeh uba'olam haba. So too, man will receive God's shining of goodness and kindness in this world and the world to come, as Arthur pointed out earlier. Uvechama mikomot baktuvim, and in a few places in the verses, v'gam b'mamarei chazal matinu, and in the words of our sages we find, shehishvu et midah kedosha hazo latorah, that they equated this holy attribute of doing kindness to Torah. This is a very important point. We stress often the greatness of learning Torah, the importance of learning Torah. Tells us the Chafetz Chaim, we find often in the words of Chazal that they equated the importance of doing chesed with Torah. Ben li'natzel al yadam mikol tzara bazeh uvaba, be it that through this attribute, through these acts of kindness, we are saved from tzaros, we are saved from difficult things in this world and the world to come. Or in the merits that we merit through this attribute to all that is good. And being that it's too short, the pages are too short to expand over here. This is, he's quoting a pasuk, we're modifying the translation. Being that I can't expand the way I should, he says, I'll just copy over here some of the verses and some of the sayings of Chazal. Vayoter, and beyond this, im yirtzeh Hashem, neva'er hakol lekaman bifnim ha'sefer. The rest of the quotes from Chazal, Bezrat Hashem, he says, will explain inside the work. Hi mo'elet l'chaparat avonot tav shel adam. Doing chesed is useful. It atones for the sins of men. Uchidichtiv, as the verse says, bechesed ve'emet yechupar avon. With chesed and emet, and we know emet is Torah, sin is forgiven. What is chesed? Our sages teach us chesed zog milut chasadim. That's acts of kindness. As the verse says, rodef tzedakah v'chesed. Emet, what is emet? That's Torah. As the verse says, emet kenei v'al tinkor, be sure to acquire truth. That's Torah. The Ita Be'avot Rabbi Natan, and it says in the Braisa of Avos to Rabbi Nosson, Pam achat ya Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai yotzei mi'Yerushalayim. One time, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was exiting Jerusalem, v'haya Rabbi Yoshua olech acharav, and Rabbi Yoshua was following him. V'ra'a bet hamikdash charev, and he saw the temple destroyed. Amar Rabbi Yoshua, so Rabbi Yoshua proclaimed, oilanu al zeh shehu charev, woe to us that this is destroyed. Makom shem chaprim bo avonoteim shel Yisrael. That is the place where the sins of Israel were atoned. Amar lo, so Rabbi Yochanan said to him, Beni, my son, al yira lecha. Don't feel bad. Yesh lanu kapara achat shehi kemota. We have atonement that is just like that. The Eze, what is that atonement? Zeg milut chasadim. This is acts of kindness. Shneimar, as the verse says, Ki chesed chafatzti v'lo zavach. God says, I seek out your kindness and not your sacrifices. So our sages taught us, and that's what we saw today, how fitting that we learned today's learning in her merit, that the chesed has value like Torah. The chesed, the more we do it, the more we'll get it from Hashem. And the Chafetz Chaim began by teaching us that the chesed has the power to atone, just like the Torah has the power to atone.